Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike Schmidt's here, folks. Mike's a new friend. He's the vice chair of law of the law firm of Cozen O'Connor, a labor employment group, and he is an adjunct professor at the Touro Law School in New York. Also, he does a number of podcasts called Employment Law Now. I'm sure those are available on their website and probably also YouTube, and he's here to talk to us about some labor law that's probably got a lot of employers kind of confused. Mike Schmidt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the podcast plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it on YouTube?
It's on iTunes. It's Employment Law Now. It's on iTunes and also on its own website, employmentlawnow.com.
All right, so good deal. So folks, check that out. I'm sure you'll get smarter when you do. Hey, Mike. Back in 16, I started reporting on the Obama's Labor Department's treatment of salaried employees and setting the levels of minimum salary that you can pay somebody and still call them exempt from overtime. And we talked about all that, and I made my opinions about it, and then the court stopped it, didn't it? Remind us of where all that turned out through up until the Trump administration.
It did, and it's amazing that here we are in May of 2018, and we're actually still talking about this. But this tells you how long these things tend to take politically, particularly when you have changing political winds in between all of this action. So, prior to 2016, we were hearing a lot, reading a lot about all kinds of changes to the overtime rule. And remember that we're talking about a federal law that came about in 1938 and was really changed in terms of the overtime rules, changed once in 2004. So a lot of people have been clamoring to get this thing changed, not so much on the employer side, but certainly on the employee side of things. And the Obama administration, Department of Labor on the federal end, finally, after some proposed rulemaking and comments, came up with this new proposal to increase the minimum salary threshold in order to be classified as an exempt employee, and they proposed raising it to about $47,000.
About double the previous rate.
That's exactly right. From 1938 through 2004, it's been about 24,000, and they proposed about doubling it, regardless of where you are in the country, regardless of the nature of your industry, just across the board, doubling it. So,
see, that was my problem with it, Mike, in those days. I didn't think it was right for any employer to be able to work somebody without paying them overtime and calling them a manager and only paying them $26,000. I didn't think that was right, but I thought doubling the number was way too much. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that there are a couple of problems with it. I, at the very least, I think having sort of this one threshold, as I said a moment ago, regardless of where you are, 24,000 or 47,000 in Alabama is far different than what it may be in New York or Los Angeles, and
that's
it may
exactly
be different
right.
from one industry to the other.
Well, and overnight, companies were going to have to change their payroll, and I know some people who lost their jobs over this. So then the court stopped it. But then I thought it was going to all get settled out. But the Trump administration has stepped in and they've done some things that kind of surprised me. Tell us about that.
Right. So the court down in Texas actually issued an injunction, which essentially stopped all of this in place and ruled that the Department of Labor couldn't proceed with enforcing this new overtime threshold rule. The Trump administration comes in, and everybody thought that the Trump administration, Department of Labor, would be pro-business, pro-employer,
right. Right.
And they would come in. And what they've done is they've actually said, well, we don't want to agree with the position that no salary threshold can be changed or that there is no authority to do this, but we think that going up to 47,000, essentially, as you said, doubling the threshold, we don't think that's, you know, a good idea. We think that's too much.
So what you're saying, Mike, is the Trump administration had been listening to my show and they agreed with me. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that's what you meant. Go ahead. Keep going.
So it looks like, I mean, just fast forward a little bit, where I think things are going to be going now is we're not going to keep it at its $24,000 level, and we're not going to bump it up to the $47,000 level. The Secretary of the Department of Labor, Acosta, this Trump administration Department of Labor, has sort of suggested that he thinks it should be somewhere in the middle, sort of splitting the baby around $33,000,
$34,000. I agree with that.
And we keep hearing that the new Trump Department of Labor is going to come out with a revised rule. My understanding at this point, as of just last week, is that's been punted to 2019. So we're not likely to see anything happen on this in 2018.
Right.
And, you know, stay tuned and for early 2019 before we see any kind of action on this.
Well, the Obama administration's behavior, Mike, was completely consistent with their anti-employer, anti-business rhetoric and policies. They couldn't, even when they tried to do the right thing, which I agreed that the number needed to be raised, their interest wasn't just to raise the rate and help the employee. Their interest was to take a shot at employers, employees. It was astonishing how every time we turned around, business owners felt like the Obama administration was declaring war on us.
Well, and it's kind of consistent with a lot of the initiatives that, you know, you were seeing coming out of Washington then, when whether it was paid family sick leave, paid family leave, scheduling.
The nexus, the employer, the what am I trying to say? The where the McDonald's franchisees. Employees were basically employees of corporate America. That whole
joint employer.
There it is. That whole thing. That was ridiculous. Talk about Turk taking a beautiful industry and turning it upside down. That was a major assault.
Sure, and there's one thing, though, that I think your listeners and businesses, large and small, really need to understand also on this issue of overtime and frankly, on a lot of these employment-related issues. And that is, you know, be careful when you get too excited that you have the Trump administration in Washington and you think that administration is going to be more pro-employer.
Right.
Because what's been happening, and I've been doing this for about 25 years now,
right.
And it used to be when you talked about employer-employee issues, that this was a federal issue.
Right.
Over the last few years, what you are seeing is all the states now getting into the action here and passing all kinds of new laws, all kinds of initiatives.
So that means we got to pay more attention to the states, too, not just the federal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.